Today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters she will move forward with a vote on that bipartisan infrastructure bill, you know, for roads and bridges. But several progressives in the House say they won't support it until there's an agreement on the Democrats' much larger social safety net plan for things like child care and climate change. There are still Democratic holdouts there, though, including Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, who says it's too expensive but hasn't said what she would support. And some Democrats home in Arizona are not thrilled. Matthew Casey of member station KJZZ in Phoenix is here. Matthew, how much power does Senator Sinema have right now?
Well, Robin, Senator Sinema has met with the president several times this week. She's been at the White House, but, you know, the national media has been trying to find out what she wants, and it's still unclear.
Yeah, she's the woman of the hour. Here's progressive Congressman Ro Khanna of California, who's not happy with all of this. He was speaking on NPR's Morning Edition today.
The president has repeatedly asked Senator Sinema, give us a number, tell us what you're for. Senator Durbin has been asking her, Senator Schumer has been asking her. As soon as she moves, everything will take place. But literally one person is holding up the entire president's agenda.
And Matthew Casey, again out there in Arizona, has she said anything about what she wants changed in the plan besides maybe the numbers?
Not here locally. She said very little. A week ago, she told the Arizona Republic, the newspaper of record here, that the social spending bill should be targeted and fiscally responsible in a way that does not increase inflation. But she wouldn't give a spending ceiling. She wouldn't say which areas of that massive social spending bill she supports and which ones she would not.
Okay, so Joe Manchin, who's also holding out, he comes from solid red West Virginia, which voted for Trump. Some people are understanding how Manchin might need to listen to his base there. But Arizona flipped blue, voted for Joe Biden in 2020. Many Democrats voted for Kyrsten Sinema. But give us some context here. Some of the frustration comes from the fact that she seems to have been different things politically over the years. Give us a sense.
That is true, Robin. She started out as a progressive associated with the Green Party and has transitioned over time into this moderate Democrat. She's carefully crafted this image. She has been clear since the start about her belief in bipartisan cooperation as the way to go. The pushback on that is that it's a way of doing things that no longer works in contemporary Washington.
Well, we know at least two Democratic PACs have launched campaigns, you know, fundraisers for a primary challenger to run against her if she doesn't vote for what's called the social infrastructure spending plan. We know she's meeting with business PACs who are writing checks for her. And we know that President Biden has said he wants to pay for this plan by raising taxes on some of those very businesses. And she has said she's against that. So some people are concerned about the connection there. She's not up for re-election until 2024. But last Saturday, the Arizona State Democratic Party passed a resolution to possibly censure her. Tell us more about that and this pressure from home.
Well, you mentioned the PACs. In the last 2 days, there have been announcements of two political action committees that are going to raise money to hopefully, well, they hope to run a primary challenger against her. The one that came today is trying to draft Representative Ruben Gallego in the House to run against her in the primary. He's not said how he feels about this yet, so that remains to be seen. As far as the pressure, I'm not sure how much she feels it. I mean, to me, she has looked very focused on passing that bipartisan infrastructure bill she helped negotiate. And if it becomes law, that is just a huge victory for her. She can use it to continue to liken herself to a moderate conservative, Senator John McCain, somebody who's independent, has that streak to go their own way. And Senator McCain held office, was in the Senate alone for 30 years here.
Well, but he was a Republican, and he was an outcast Republican at that. Who is she thinking is her base?
I think she thinks her base is not just moderate Democrats, but independents and conservatives who are turned off by Trump. If Democrats were to lose confidence in her here, that goes to the future of the party, right? Will it stay moderate, herself, Senator Mark Kelly, Biden, all of whom won, or will they go progressive? And a lot of the progressive groups that supported Sinema in the past and are now becoming frustrated with her, preparing to campaign against her, a lot of them are Latino. And in 2020, there was a huge increase here in the number of Latino-eligible voters. So as far as the future of the party, it comes down to a few questions. What will the percentage increase be of Latino-eligible voters by 2024 when she has to run again? Mm. How many will join those progressive movements? And will they be able to swing a primary?
Matthew Casey of member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona. Matthew, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.